Olds. A local pub owner says his business saw an immediate and dramatic increase in patrons after the province's restrictions exemption program, REP, was lifted last week. The REP was officially ended as of 12 a.m. Wednesday, February 9. Scott van de Pijpkamp, who owns Trax Pub, along with his wife Brittany, says business shot up that night during wing night at the facility. Under the REP, which came into effect September 20 last year, Albertans were required to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test in order to enter many businesses, facilities and venues. In Olds, that included local restaurants and other businesses as well as town-owned facilities like the Sportsplex and Aquatic Center. Premier Jason Kenney announced the lifting of the REP as part of a plan to lift all COVID-19 restrictions in stages over the next several months. He said the REP had saved lives, but has outlived its usefulness and can't be counted on to encourage any more people to get COVID-19 vaccines. During an interview, van de Pijpkamp said business at Trax definitely substantially picked up the evening of February 9. He estimated the business was about 60% full that night. That's far better than when the REP was in place, but nowhere near pre-COVID wing nights when the place would basically be at full capacity, he said. Van de Pijpkamp remains frustrated though, because he noted that other restrictions still remained in place, including a curfew, capacity limits and a ban on alcohol sales after 11 p.m. That 11 o'clock rule is still extremely frustrating, because that's been one of the rules that have never made sense, so we're still obliged to close the business at 11 o'clock and it's still costing us tons of money, van de Pijpkamp said. Funny how COVID can tell time. He said customers can play pool in other local businesses but not at the pub, which is another stupid rule that's still in effect. That said, van de Pijpkamp was buoyed by the return of so many customers, including several regulars. People are super happy. It's been a long time for some people since they could go out, he said. It's sad that, yeah, these people have been restricted so long. They're just so excited to get their rights that they never should have lost, back. He speculated that one possible reason that attendance was still down during wing night compared to previous years is that 11 p.m. cutoff rule. Probably that 11 o'clock rule has a lot to do with it, because we used to make some money from 11 until 2. That's 3 extra hours, he said. Van de Pijpkamp said restrictions imposed as a result of the pandemic forced staff to be cut to 6 from a pre-COVID level of about 16, including 3 special needs workers. One employee was called back after the REP was lifted, bringing the latest total of workers to 7. Last year, the town of Olds implemented a special quick approval process for bar and restaurant owners to obtain temporary patio permits so they could serve their patrons outdoors. Trax Pub was among many establishments that took advantage of that opportunity. Van de Pijpkamp said a patio they built in the Trax Pub parking lot proved so successful, he'd like to obtain another such temporary for this season. There were costs involved building and tables, and to get a second season out of it would definitely help us out, he said. He said he made efforts in early January to obtain that permit, but added that as of late last week, he had not heard back from town officials regarding that application. In the long term, van de Pijpkamp said he may apply for a permanent patio permit. The outdoor patio proved popular, partly because it was also pet-friendly. One employee, Brandy McLean, named it Pub Pups at Patioland and provided treats for dogs that were brought to it. She made a calendar and she made calendars for anyone whose dog got selected, van de Pijpkamp said.